So you are all welcome for this morning Bhagavatam class at Sri Krishna Manlam Mandir, Iskan, Vrindavan. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, chapter 25, and the text for discussion today is 35. The dialogue between the Lord Kapila Dev and Mother Devahuti. The chapter is entitled The Glories of the Devotional Service. There's a particular chapter from the teaching of Lord Kapila Dev Srila Prabhupada, specifically verse by verse he spoke on this chapter in Bombay in 74, in December 74. Continuously on this chapter particularly he spoke. It was November and December. This verse he spoke on 4th December something, 74. So glories of the devotional service. Generally we say Kapil Devi spoke Sankhya philosophy. So Mother Devahuti is asking this question from Kapila Dev, and particularly second time when she asks certain question, where she is saying, I am woman, I am not intelligent, how can I understand the absolute truth? Please make it very simple that I can understand and perfect my life. With this humble approach when she spoke these words, Kapil Dev's heart was melted, and then he spoke particularly about detail about the devotional service, how one can practically engage in devotional service. So this is the principle when somebody is speaking some question. First you give in something in very nutshell, and then he was interested, then he asked again with enthusiasm and in questionnaires, then elaborately the spiritual leaders speak. So this is the way he spoke, very in a nutshell, the devotional service, and then she was over enthusiastic to know more, and then Kapil Dev elaborated on the devotional service. So this is the standard system. When she Bhagavad Gita, I'm meditating on Bhagavad Gita, in second chapter, Krishna gave the whole, whole Bhagavad Gita summarized. It's just he gave the brief and whole of the Bhagavad Gita. This is the way he started. This Arjuna became a disciple, he wanted to know something, so he gave in brief. And then Arjuna wanted to ask, he wanted a few questions, then he elaborated up to the 17th chapter, and then again he gave the summary. So you start with brief, then elaborate, and then sum up and give the summary. This is the standard way of teaching of the spiritual leaders. This is the way it goes. So here we are really into the core, the center of the, like heart is the center of the body. This is these few verses, these are three, four verses, which is speaking pure devotional service in practice. Devotional service in practice. So this is one of the words Kapil Dev is speaking, and simultaneously Maitreya is explaining this to the Vidura in Haridwar, and Kapil Dev is speaking at Bindu Sarovar. So let's read this verse. Pashyanti te meruchirani ambasanta. Prasanna vaktaruna lochanani. Prasanna Rupani divyani vara pradani. Sakam vacham spraniyam vadanti. So, Amba, the one a word Amba, which is addressing, Kapil Dev is addressing my mother, my dear mother, Amba. Amba is addressing to the mother. Amba means mother. So the word Amba is, I think most of the people know the word Amba means mother. My dear mother. What she is telling, Kapil Dev, Santa. Those who are Santa. The saintly persons, devotees. This word Santa already Kapil Dev has described in a couple verses, the qualification of a Santa in this chapter. Tateksva Karunika. These are the qualification of Santa. Already Kapil Dev has described this type of Santa which can tolerate, which are very merciful. What they see? Santa, my dear mother, Santa, Pashyanti. Pashyanti, they see. Pashyanti means see. She means see directly. What they see? Ruchi Rani. Very pleasing. Ruchi, you know Ruchi? Ruchi means, this is one of the, in a devotional service, Ruchi comes after Nishta, then Ruchi, then Asakti. Ruchi. Ruchi means, there's some taste when they see. So they see, what they see? Prasanna Vaktra Aruna Lochanani. They see Prasanna smiling, Vaktra face, Aruna Lochanani. The eyes like a rising sun. Aruna, Aruna is sun generally. Aruna is actually chariot driver of sun. Because chariot driver is seen first before the person sitting in the chariot is seen. So Arun is seen first, then the sun himself. So Arun means, this is the early in the morning, the reddish hue which we see before the sun rises, that's Arun. Lochanani is the eyes. So they see the smiling face with redly tinged eyes. Pashyanti, they see. Who sees? Santa sees. My dear mother, Santa, the great devotees, they see my smiling face with Ruchi Rani. That is also, it is very pleasant. It is very pleasant. They see that. Aruna Lochanani. So what they see? My face. Which one face? Devyani, Rupani Devyani. My divine forms. The same word Divya, Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karam Cha Me Divyam. Divyani, my transcendental, alaukik, not of this material world, but Satchitananda Vigraha. Divya means Satchitananda Vigraha. That roop, that form which is transcendental, which is Satchit Anand. What is that form doing? When they look at Varapradani. Varapradani, benevolent. Prabhupada translated benevolent. Vara means actually giving benediction. Pradani means one which gives benedictions. So benediction, say how can Lord, when he speaks something, then he gives benediction, no? If you go to him, you say, give me some benediction, then he says, yes, that has to. He says, he has to say something. Therefore, the word is, vacham. They talk with me. I talk with them. Varapradani, benevolent, which gives benedictions. The one of the Lord in the South India is Nal, his name is Varda Vardaraj. The king who gives the benediction is Varda. This Var is that Varda. Varda means one who gives. So Vara Pradani. Sakam Vacham Spranyam Vadanti. Sakam means with me. Now Lord is saying, they are seeing my pleasant, smiling face with eyes tinged like a rising sun, and my divine transcendental forms, which are very benevolent, are beneficial, giving the benedictions. And then what they do, sakam with me, vacham talk. They talk with me. With what? Isprahaniyam, favorable, or glorious. To glorify mithe, suitable words. Isprahani means, actual Prabhupada is translated, favorable. It's with sweet words, with glorifying words. Vadanti means they speak. They speak with me. Hare Krishna. They speak with me with sweet, favorable words. Is it personal, very personal, intimate devotional service or not? So Kapil Dev is saying, my devotees, they are santa. And Prabhupada, on this word santa, has spoken something in his lecture there. Santa means one who can tolerate. And he said, one who tolerates. Because in material world, the atheist and the demons, they give always trouble to the devotees. And then he went on to say, Jesus Christ was preaching simply the message of Godhead and they crucified him. Prahlad Maharaj was simply worshipping Lord. He was only 5 years child, but his father was giving him torture. But still they tolerated. That is santa. Prabhupada, this is santa. And therefore Prabhupada said, therefore when we are preaching, people will give so much trouble to us. But we will not say that, you get away from here. I don't want to see your face. We have to tolerate. We have to tolerate to the extent that we have to make these atheist devotees. That is what Prabhupada's mood is. That is the way he calls santa. The santa is one who tolerate because he has a mercy. Because when he is preaching with a compassionate heart, with a mercy. Therefore, even the people give him trouble. But still, he speaks in so wonderful and sweet way that those people become devotees. And for us, if we have to give example, then we have to give the example the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu approached in preaching to Prakashananda Saraswati, the greatest Mayavadi of the time in Banaras. They were saying something. He was knowing that what all they are saying, Mayavadis, but still, he did not tell them that you are rascals, you are Mayavadis, you are this, and not like that. He very simply and humbly, he said, I am fool. My Guru Maharaj said, I am very fool. He was saying, you are fool actually, but the way he was saying is so sweet that they were not offended. This is the mood Prabhupada is saying. This sant is one who can tolerate the troubles given by atheists and Mayavadis, but still he has compassion in the heart. He is never against them. He never turned them away. But he, with a love in the heart and compassion, make them devotees. This is the word Sant Prabhupada has actually spoken in purport in his lecture. And then Pashyanti and Santa, both words come together, then only verse which comes on the tongue immediately is from Brahma Sahita. Preman janachurita bhakti vilochanena santa sadeva hirdeshu avalokayanti yamashama sundram achinta guna swarupam govindam adipurisham tamam. That is the sant who has eyes anointed with love of God, and they see within the heart Shyama Sundar. That is some definition of it. That is Pashyanti. That is see. But Srila Prabhupada, in his mood, and because he was giving a lecture in Bombay, so immediately said, here is Radharas Bihari. And this deity, people see and say, in whole Bombay, this is very beautiful, very nicely decorated. It appears they are going, they are about to talk with us. People say like this, said Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada said, even if people, they don't believe that deity is God, but if they say it's very beautiful, they are advancing in devotional service. If they, the deity is nicely decorated, they are furthermore advancing. Because they have, because of Lord is so pleasing, Ruchi Rani said they are attracted to him. So he, Srila Prabhupada was mostly speaking, seeing, Pashyanti means Pashyanti. We as a devotee can only see Lord with these material eyes when Lord appears in the form of Archa Vigra. So most of his lecture on seeing the Lord in the form of Archa Vigra. We'll read the purport, but looking into it, Divyani, the Lord's form is transcendental. And Divyani and Ispranyam with a favorable words, and then say, then Prabhupada was a little saying, these people who are not accepting the form of the Lord, transcendental, and the way they are praising him is not sprahi, it is not sprahi aniyam. How? Then he says, they are saying, my dear Lord, you have no eyes, you have no arms, you have no legs. What it means? You are blind, you are lame, you are dumb. Is it favorable? Will Lord be happy when you praise the Lord that you have no eyes, and you have no hands, you have no legs? Huh? Are you praising? Are you really giving disgrace? You are disgracing the Lord that you are blind. Ultimately what they wanted, you are nothing, you are not existing. That's what Prabhupada, it means you are not existing. So why, how Lord can be seen by these people? And then Prabhupada quotes from Bhagavad Gita, Naam Prakashanti Sarvasa Yogamaya Samavirtaha. I will cover myself with Yogamaya, I will not manifest before them. Because they are not favorably, Prabhupada said, Lord is worshipped, he is called Uttama Shloka. Only with the chosen verses he should be glorified. Favorable, chosen verses he should be glorified. Not by the way some class of the people, they don't believe in the transcendental form of the Lord, they glorify him like the way we just discussed. So, see, if proper, and then he is ready to talk. On this issue, Srila Prabhupada said, yes, Lord is ready to talk. Are you ready? Are you qualified? And he said, what is your qualification? Are you ready? And then he gives the example. If you have to talk with some senator or president, you have to be qualified. How can you talk with? You have to follow some procedures to reach to him. You have to follow some system. If you have to really meet with some president or senator or prime minister, then if you have to talk with him, then you must have some qualification. It's not that anybody and everybody can go and talk with him. So God, Krishna is ready to talk with you. Are you qualified to talk with him? Are you santa? So they say, what is your qualification that he is ready to talk? Are you ready to really reciprocate with him? You are qualified. You get qualified. And here when Srila Prabhupada insulted this deity is Krishna Balaram, he said, now. He looked at a devotee and said, now. Krishna Balaram, they are here. If you have any problem, go to Krishna Balam and tell them, my dear sir, we have this problem, and they will solve. This is the way he told to the devotees present there. Say, my dear sir, tell to the Krishna Balam, my dear sir, this is our problem, and he will solve. This was the intimacy, the way Prabhupada was saying, the deities, they will reciprocate with devotees. They talk with the devotees. And Prabhupada said, they talk with the devotees, devotees can understand their language. They come in the dreams and guide the devotees. So this is the sum total, the way Prabhupada has looked at this verse as a pure devotional service. And particularly in the purport also, we'll just see, this is the business of a spiritual master. And this is a translation of the, every day we are reciting the morning Mangalarti in Prabhupada Samadhi in all temples. Sri Vigrahara Nityanana Shringaratana Mandir Marjanada. This is the business of a spiritual master, to inspire devotees, to nicely decorate the deities. Sivigraharadana Nityanana. Nityanana, every day. It's not that you install the deities and change the dress after 6 months. And many places you go, there are deities installed in many places in India, in many temples, but hardly they change the dress 6 monthly. Those who install, ask them, you wear your dress for 6 months. Will you do like that? No. Then why you are keeping Lord in this position? It means you have no faith that He is Lord mercifully manifested as a var pradani. He is ready to give you benediction, but are you qualified to get? Nana, Sri Vigrahara, Nityanana. Shringara, Shringara, they are decorating beautiful outfits, nice jewelry, everything new every day. This is a spiritual master's business. Mandara Marjana, and the temple should be clean. Cleanliness is second to godliness, said Prabhupada. And we have this experience. Anybody who is coming to Vrindavan, they say, Krishna Ballam temple is the most clean temple. People say, this is general comment of the any people, any person who is visiting Vrindavan and going all the temples, they will say, this is most clean temple. Because the devotees are with water cleaning the temple twice a day. And they say, these are brilliantly smiling and nicely dressed. This is the common people's, this is the comment. So this is the result of a bona fide spiritual master's teaching, manifesting. This is the way spiritual master train his disciples. In other words, taking otherwise, most of the temples all over the world have deities, but installed by the people, they have no spiritual master to guide them. Only he can, Krishna, only the spiritual master can give you Krishna. What is this verse of the Krishna dite paro? What is that? Krishna se tomaro. Krishna dite paro. You have only right to give Krishna. Since all these people are installed the deities, but they are not guided by the bona fide spiritual master in parampara. So that they are not able really to reciprocate with the deities. Deities ready to give benediction, but they are not qualified. In his lecture, Prabhupada said, it was the business of the Brahmins. Because samaha, dhamma, tapa, and Prabhupada described this, they were taking bath three times, they were they were really trained to worship the deities, but now they are not there anymore. So they are not qualified. How can they talk with the deities? So with this understanding, let's read the purport by Srila Prabhupada. The translation is, "O my mother, my devotees, the Santa, always sees the smiling face of my form with eyes like the rising morning sun. They like to see my various transcendental form, Ramadi, Murtishu, all these different transcendental forms, which are all benevolent. And they also talk favorably with me." And Prabhupada in his lecture says, talked favorably with me, not like Kamsa. All the time he was saying, "Krishna, I will kill you. Krishna, I will kill you." And he sent so many demons, and Prabhupada said, "Putana, Dhenukasur, Agasur." This is not favorable talking. This is the way he spoke something. And Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada said, "Mayavadis and atheists accept the form of the deities in the temple of the Lord as idols. But devotees do not worship idols." And what Srila Prabhupada said, who is idol? What is idol worship? He said the many politicians, deities which are on the crossroads in the heart of the city, they are idols. Because the pigeons are sitting on the top of their head and passing their stool on them. That is idol worship. This is not idol worship. That is idol worship. That is idol. Because they are not Divyani Rupani. That is idol worship. They want to glorify one they worship as their politician leader, as their political leader, or some, but nobody is taking care of those deities there, and they are standing in the sun and rain. They are very tolerant, but he said, "That is Prabhupada said, that is idol worship. For deities, we are feeding them 6 times. We are putting them to rest on a very beautiful, nice, soft bed. We wake them up with the mantras. So we deal with them as if not they are their lordships." Prabhupada said, they say, sometimes imagine about some god. This is rascal demon. How you imagine? He is God. How can you imagine? You can imagine anything. No, imagine. One who says imagine, there is not bona fide. And Prabhupada said, "I am calling them rascal. I am not calling," he said, "Krishna is calling." He immediately said, "I am not calling. Krishna is saying." And then Prabhupada immediately quoted, "Naradhama, Duskritina, Muda." And he said, "Muda means rascal." Krishna is saying, I am not saying that they are rascal. He said they are rascal, and then said, "I am not saying." Krishna is saying. The way Prabhupada actually presented, these are Muda, they are rascal. They are Muda means rascal. Krishna is saying, "I am not saying." Maya Paharta Jnana, their knowledge is taken away by the Maya, the illusory energy. Therefore, they are in illusion. So I am simply repeating the word of Krishna. So this is my business. What can I do? This is the way, you know. Prabhupada immediately said, "This is Krishna saying, I am not saying." They directly worship the personality of Godhead in his Archa incarnation. Who? Devotees. Archa refers to the form which we can worship in our present condition. In our present condition means in conditioned life with this body. As long as we have this body and we are in the bodily concept of life, then with these eyes we cannot see the transcendental form of the Lord. So in this, at this stage, at present condition, we can worship Archa. Actually, in our present state, it is not possible to see God in His spiritual form, because our material eyes and senses cannot conceive of the spiritual form. They cannot conceive the spiritual form. What do you think? Can our eyes conceive the spiritual form? But never quote at this time from Bhagavad Gita, Divyami, what is that? Divya Chakshu, Dadami Divya Chakshu. That Divya Chakshu is not for seeing the Shyam Sundar form. That Divya Chakshu is seeing the universal form. That Divya Chakshu is not for the Shyam Sundar form. That is not correlate with this ear. Only we can, the higher stage when the devotee is realizes Swarup, is they call it Siddha Deha, then really he can reciprocate with the transcendental spiritual form of the Lord, which is at the level of the Goswamis of the Vrindavan, where they personally have this type of reciprocation with the Lord, day in and day out. But for us, and therefore Mahaprabhu, in next verse I think Mahaprabhu said, out of the five most important items for devotional service, one is worshipping Sri Vigraha Saradhaya Archanam, with full faith, worshipping the deity in the temple is one of the most important items for devotional service. We cannot even see the spiritual form of the individual soul, and then Prabhupada is, he's giving a logic. You want to see the spiritual form of the Supreme Lord? Can you see your own spiritual form? Your soul? Can you see the soul? People come to you and say, show me God. You have seen God. They ask like this. But Prabhupada said, can you see yourself? And then Prabhupada said, when somebody's died, then soul goes out. Anybody has seen soul going out of the body? No. So you are not able to see even your soul, then how can you see the super soul? Prabhupada is giving logic that you are not able to see your soul. So how can you see the Supreme Lord? And in a lecture he said, people, when some person is dying, soul is getting out. Have you ever seen that? No. Is there any example you can quote that somebody has seen the soul? The people sitting in the assembly of the Maharaj, Yudhishthir, they saw the soul of the Shishupal when Krishna cut entering into the transcendental body of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. This is a narration in Bhagavatam. Huh? They saw it, isn't it? But have we ever seen? If such soul come out and enter into your body, then you will be ghost hunted. So many souls enter into the body of Karunadakshaya Vishnu, but still he is sleeping in his yoga nidra. And even one soul enters and somebody's out, we say it's ghost hunted, and he's outcast. You have seen this typical? Ghost hunted. And they want to chant some mantra to get the ghost out from the body of somebody who is hunted by a ghost. And if the ghost is sitting into the seeds of the mustards which they are throwing onto the person, they are throwing, then will that ghost go out? Dadu, Bengali mein kya bolta? Bhoot, mustard seed mein baith gaya. Pret bhi a gaya. Okay, so, Srila Prabhupada says, that when man dies, we cannot see how the spiritual form leaves the body. That is the defect of our material senses. In order to be seen by our material senses, the Supreme Personality of God accepts a favorable form, which is called Archa Vigra. This Archa Vigra, sometimes called Archa incarnation, is not different from him. Just as the Supreme Personality of God had accepted various incarnations, he takes on forms made of matter, clay, wood, metal and jewels. There are many shastric injunctions which gives instruction for carving the form of the Lord. It means all these deities which are carved according to the shastra. There are special shastras. And the devotees, they know that how Lord looks like. It is said that primarily when Vajranab, say almost 5,000 years ago, when was made the king of Mathura Mandal, when Maharaj Parikshit was ruling the Hastinapur and the whole world, son of Pradyumna, Vajranab, he was inspired and ordered by Sandilya Rishi to install the transcendental forms of the Lord and erect the temple in Vrindavan. In this way, this Vrindavan, which was at that time just nobody is uninhabited. There was nobody living here. It was just vacant. You say, you build the temples, people will come and do the work for building temple. In this way, this whole bridge will be again. And at that time, he installed the deities, and at that time it said Uttara, the mother of Maharaj Parikshit, was living. Uddhava manifested himself, because Uddhava is, Lord left Uddhava behind. And he asked him to go to the Badrika Ashram, and still we believe that Uddhava is living at a Uddhava Kund on the Govardhan Parikarma in the form of Gulam Lata. So Uddhava, even Rukmani Adi, they were still there at that time. And in their presence, with their direct guidance, the deities were carved. And they looked at Govind Devji. Said, here is the face, very similar to Krishna. But we want to see the legs, and very similar to Krishna. Then another deity, Madan Mohan, over here the lotus feet is same as is Sri Krishna. Oh, it's still Vakshistal, the chest. Oh, Gopinath, right here. So in this way, the deities were carved under the direct instruction of the person who have seen the Lord in person. And after that, there are scriptures. They guide how the deities are to be carved. So it is not a mental concoction and do the way you want. It is a direct, even deities are there, but these fewer devotees can see. Prabhupada went in somebody's house, Krishna said, he said, this bansuri or is a lathi? You have given a flute or this lathi? The Krishna was said 6 inch and flute was 9 inch. Is a flute or lathi? What is this? So I mean, they know what should be with Lord. And they say, only Krishna. He said, where is Radharani? How can Krishna be alone? So these are the pure devotees. They reciprocate, like when they look at the deities and they immediately something, it comes to them. And then further, and then says, the forms are not material. If God is all pervading, and then he's also in the material elements, there is no doubt about it. But the atheists think otherwise. Although they preach that everything is God, when they go to the temple and see the form of the Lord, they deny that he is God. According to their own theory, everything is God. Then why is the deity not God? Actually, they have no conception of God. God is everywhere. God is everywhere, except deity. That's what they believe. God is everywhere, but why you say this is God? So where is God? God is everywhere. So this is not everywhere? He is outside everywhere? So this is a simple logic. Why God is coming in a womb? God is everywhere. Why he is not in the womb? Huh? He is everywhere, then he can be. Is he in the heart? Yes, he is in everybody's heart. He is a Paramatma. it will be little big problem for him to descend little down and go into the womb? Is it a little problem for him? Yeah? He's not able to do that. We saw he entered into the womb of Mother Uttara to protect Parikshit. So he knows how to go down. Why you are worried about that? He did go. We believe he went, no? Bhagavan, Sri Krishna protected the Parikshit. How? He entered into the womb and using his club and his Sudarshan, it looked like his Sudarshan chakra. And Krishna still says, Tesham evanukampartham aham agyan jatamanasyami atma bhavisto jnana deepen. From within the heart, I cleanse the darkness of ignorance by the torch of light when I become extremely merciful on those devotees. So from within the heart, he cannot go there. Is any problem for him? He has to ask you when I should go. So who is God? You or he? Why they argue like this? Why he cannot go in the womb? If he's in the heart, he can go. Is anybody has any objection for his going anywhere? The devotee's vision, however, is different. Their vision is smeared with the love of God. As soon as they see the Lord in his different forms, the devotees become saturated with love. For they do not find any difference between the Lord and his form in the temple, and as do the atheist. At this stage, Srila Prabhupada in his lecture said, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered Jagannath Puri, he fainted. Here is my Lord Jagannath. Here is my Lord Krishna. He saw in that Jagannath deity Lord Krishna with flute and peacock feather. And he fainted. And Srila Prabhupada asked, are you fainting when you go to the temple and see Lord? You see, oh, here is my Lord. You say like this? Because you are not qualified. The devotee says, here is the Lord. And then Prabhupada says, every day we are going to the temple. Every day we are seeing Lord. Still every day we are more enthusiastic, more enthusiastic, more enthusiastic. Because sometimes you personally see, when you look at the Lord and really you have some love in your heart, then Lord smiles with you. But if you are out of compulsion from the temple management that you have to go come to the Mangal Aarti, then you look like that and Lord says, how he has come. So that you can reciprocate and see with the Lord how he looks at you. It's everyday experience. If you really be in that mood, then he will really smile. You can see what he's doing. But if you are under compulsion, then he's also under some other mood. You can't see. The smiling face of the deities in the temple is beheld by the devotees as transcendental and spiritual, and the decoration of the body of the Lord is very much appreciated by the devotees. It is the duty of the spiritual master to teach how to decorate the deity in the temple, how to cleanse the temple, and how to worship the deity. They are different procedures and rules and regulations which are followed in the temples of the Vishnu, and the devotees go there and see deity, the vigra, the spiritually enjoy the form, because all the deities are benevolent. The devotees express their minds before the deities. Devotees express their mind before the deities. And in many instances, deity also gives answers. Even for giving this land for this temple, the seraph, they put the two chits, yes or no, in front of their Lord. And when they got the chit, it said, give land to ISKCON. The Lord ordered them and they give this land. So Lord, really, you talk with Lord, then Lord talk with you too. So that's what Prabhupada said. The deities gives answer, but one must be very elevated devotee in order to be able to speak with the Supreme Lord. Sometimes the Lord informs the devotee through dreams. Madhavendra Puri was informed in dreams 3 times to do what? And he did it. These exchange of feeling between the deity and the devotees are not understandable by atheists, but actually the devotees enjoy them. Kapila Muni is explaining how the devotees see the decorated body and face of the deity and how they speak with him in devotional service. And we have so many examples to quote for preaching that Kheer Chor Gopinath stole the kheer for Madhavendra Puri. Sakshi Gopal moved all the way from Vrindavan to give the witness for that Brahman in Odisha. So we have so many examples to quote. And Prabhupada says the deities are like the authorized post box where you put the letter will go to the person you are writing to. So these are if you worship here, they are authorized by the scriptures and you are directly getting communication with the Lord because he is the Lord himself. So this is Pashyanti te me ruchirani amba santaha. These great devotees, they see me, my dear mother, pleasing, prasan, smiling, Aruna vadan, face, Aruna lochan, like the rising sun, red tinge of my eyes. Rupani divyani, my divine forms. Var pradani, which give benedictions. They talk with me with favorable language, favorable prayers. So this verse we should really meditate upon. And Prabhupada, when his lecture in this, they said, meditation upon the Lord. These three, four verses, meditation upon the Lord is the topic given by Prabhupada. It means the devotees should really, when we see the deities, we should have this mood that one day these Krishna Balaram will speak with us. And they will say, give up everything and come and live here. Are we ready to accept? They are ready to say something, but we are not really ready. Krishna Balaram ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Does anybody has any comment or question? Yes, Mataji. Sorry? Unless we are getting
Hare Krishna.
5 minutes.
When we are doing the morning sadhana, like when we are singing Vibhavri Shesh or Tulsi Aarti or Guru Puja, we really don't have sometimes that mood of surrender and that, you know, the emotions that we should really concentrate on the meaning of every line that we are, and we are not even singing with the bottom of our heart that yes, you know, this is Tulsi Maharani, or yes, this is Prabhupada sitting on the Vyasasan, we really have to worship him with love and devotion. So how can we get this mood when we are actually doing a morning sadhana?
You're right, we are singing every day Sri Vigrardhan Nityanana. Most of the lines is still we don't know the meaning.
Yeah, that's what.
Now we'll go there and we'll speak. What we say? Mahaprasade Govinde Namapran. We don't know the meaning of these 5 lines. You ask all the devotees, take their plate in your hand. If he tells the meaning, you give him plate. All the prasad will go for food for life. Is it true or not? How many really will tell the meaning of this? Mahaprasade Govinde, Nama Brahmane Vaishves, Swalpa Punyam Vatan Rajan, Vishwasona Vijayate. Only hardly 10%. On the feast day you ask this from outside. This is your kopan. There was one program one time in Agra. There's some artist was invited there and somebody is calling me, please pass and pass it over. I said, if you can pronounce my name properly at the gate, they will allow you. Nobody can really pronounce Sarvabhom. It's too difficult. Simply you say like, then they will allow you. So really, so I'm just inspiring that we should know the meaning of these words and mood in these meanings. Then we will relish. That's the Mahaprabhu said, Bhagavat, Shabd, Arth, Ras, Aswadana. He doesn't say study Bhagavatam. The language Mahaprabhu uses, Bhagavat, Shabd, Arth, Ras, Aswadana. that the transcendental meanings of the transcendental words of the Bhagavan you relish. Relish the transcendental meanings of the words of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this needs really good group of devotees should really sit together and do the, that's called devotional inquiries in this subject matter, then these things will reveal. Books you read, like the Lord will speak with you, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna will speak you when you read Bhagavad Gita with that mood. Personally, many times we are reading, sometimes some words stand up and says, this is my meaning. We have this experience many times. Otherwise, just read, but what in between the lines, there's a lot that can only reveal when you have the mood of approaching the scripture. And that humble mood, and then really this will reveal to you. The words speak, their meanings manifest. Otherwise, it is just mechanical. The deities, the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad scriptures, even the spiritual master, they only reciprocate when they see that we are qualified for that. Otherwise, everybody is coming, so many people coming, seeing deities going, when they go outside, you have seen a typical way when they come in front of the deities, they stand like this. What are they seeing? They are not looking at the deities. And as soon as they open their eyes, they see who is next to us. So it means, with wide open eyes, this is Bhisham Dev, when he was departing, he said, with wide open eyes, he was drinking the beauty of Krishna, and he departed from this planet with wide open eyes, seeing, not with closing. When you meditate, when you are not in front of the deities, you go and sit outside and meditate, and what dress Krishna is wearing today. Go sit outside. If you don't remember it is yellow today, come back and see what is at the lotus feet of Krishna at the ankle today. It's of white flowers. This is a here. What is at the lotus feet here? It's a golden color. What do you call this? Ankle bell. So whatever. So you see with open eyes and sit outside with closed eyes and see if you can see the same thing or not. At least one day, three times you see the deities and sit outside. In this way, when you are away from the temple, the deities you identify, they will appear in your heart in that form. Every devotee should have this practice every day. Hare Krishna.